Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Geographically. This is cool. So I would say make sure that pretty face is showing.
Yes, true.
They're going to want to see that thing. They're going to want to see that thing, Alan. That face. You good?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where Alan and I were lucky enough to sit down with Tori Aletto. We talked all about relationships, and we talked a little bit about sex, too. That was interesting. But she has a next-level mind, and we were very grateful, and we really enjoyed sitting down with her. We hope you enjoyed it as well. Today, we are going to do our second episode in our... what?
5-minute clinic series. Real quick, friendly reminder, go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com, click on join, hashtag hyperconscious nation. Folks, we want to keep you on track toward your goals and dreams and more of the outcomes you want in your life. Let us bring you in your inbox, email inbox, key distinctions that we're learning in our lives consistently Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Also, if you are listening to this, it will be on a Monday, Tuesday-ish area, time, frame,
right.
Week, day, hour, minute. So something recently, people have been reaching out to Alan and myself and been saying, hey, can you guys recommend me some of the books that have helped shape you into the people that you are today, the best ones that you learn from? So I literally spent probably 5 hours today building a, what did I put it as? Book suggestions on our website. So if you go to the website and you click on the book suggestions tab, you will have all the books that we recommend.
Yes.
And if you click the link, it'll literally take you to Amazon, and it is a win-win because we will get a little percentage of the profit because we're Amazon affiliates. It will not cost you any more, but help us help you, and it's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Books change lives. The very first one on there is The Compound Effect.
It is.
Definitely go on there, and if you have not read that book, please, please, please do. It'll change your life.
All right.
Yeah.
So we are going to do our second installment in our 5-minute clinic on forgiveness. So the lesson I learned last week, it's actually yesterday, so it technically is last week, but it was Father's Day, and I woke up, and for those who don't know, I grew up without a father. The first time I saw my dad, and I can recall seeing my dad, was when I was 26 years old. He reached out via his girlfriend on Facebook. I ended up saying, you know what, this is something I have to do. I ended up meeting him. For lunch, he cried. I didn't really cry because it was kind of a numb moment for me. I didn't really have the emotion to cry. I don't really have any emotional attachment to this man. But it's interesting. This is an interesting topic.
Right.
But we ended up doing that, and I ended up meeting him at his house. And we spent some time together. We talked, but nothing, it kind of surface level because, again, it's hard to go deep with somebody you don't know. It's kind of a stranger. But I woke up on Father's Day, and something felt different, and I was thinking to myself, I'm going to write a song today. And usually when I would write songs about my dad, they would not be very nice and they wouldn't be very positive and they would be filled with pain and shame and regret and just dark things, my demons. I would be kind of releasing my demons in these songs, but it was different. And when I started writing, for those of you who don't know or maybe you don't write, it just kind of comes to you. Like I'll think of something and I just have words flow to me, and then that's kind of the point that I want to make. And it was all positive. It was all forgiveness. It was all, would I regret this if it kept going the way it went? So I texted my dad for the first time in 29 years and said, Happy Father's Day. He ended up calling me when I was in the gym. And then we had a good conversation. And he said, you know, I said, I want to apologize. I know we spent some time together and I kind of ghosted you, but I'm just doing so much. It's hard to fit somebody into your life that you don't know. And he said, honestly, Kevin, I think you're doing the right thing because I'm 60 years old and I'm still shoveling dirt to pay my bills. So I think you made the right choice and I think you're doing the right thing. And honestly, I totally understand. I can't wait to see you. And I'm really grateful that you reached out and wished me a happy Father's Day. So for me, guys, that was a lot of closure. For those who don't know, like, that is my motivator. Like, that is what got me through the shit. But I also think that's kind of what put me in some shit. Now, Tony Robbins says, if you are going to blame somebody for the bad, you also have to blame them for the good. If I had a great white picket fence childhood, would I be sitting in front of you guys? Would I be, you know, doing speeches? Would I be writing these songs? Would I be coaching people? Probably not, because I wouldn't have the drive I have. So when it comes to forgiveness, I'm not asking you to do this, but maybe your level of forgiveness is something different. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it is a family member. But I really felt closure from that. I genuinely forgive my father for what he did. He wasn't there, but again, he's just a human being. Human beings make mistakes, and
oh, yeah.
I genuinely do forgive him, and it feels amazing. Mm. I feel like there's a weight lifted off my shoulders, and I still have the chip on my shoulder from that, but it's a different chip now. It's, you know what? This is who I was, and this is who I am now. So I think I went over, but a little bit.
What do I got for time?
Just
do my thing?
Yeah, do your thing. Folks, but let's try to keep it under, you know, yeah, under 10 minutes.
So 20 minutes. Okay, here we go. No, folks, so the first thing I want to say, Wayne Dyer gave a speech one time, and he said this. He said, a lot of us have our past as this kind of bag of manure that we drag with us. And what Kevin just described is sort of forgiving someone else in an effort to be able to more effectively move forward with an open heart. I think when we get hurt in this life, whether it's hurting ourselves or being hurt by others, we put ice around our heart and we were vulnerable one time, we got hurt, now we're a little more guarded. And so in an effort to be vulnerable here, which is kind of what forgiveness is about here, I'm going to forgive myself for something. So the first thing I want to say is Wayne Dyer also has a quote. He says, no one dies from a snake bite. Snakes bite, but it's the poison that stays in your veins after the bite that actually kills you. And so that's a really good analogy to think of. If you're holding on to something someone did to you or something you did to someone else, and it's really time to either forgive yourself or forgive that person to move forward more effectively. Because again, if you're looking in the rearview mirror all the time to try to move into your future, you're going to crash the car. So for me, I have unintentionally, here's one of the things about growth that a lot of people don't talk about. I've grown so much. My level of awareness of human beings has increased so drastically over the last 4.5 years once I, you know, fell deep, deep, deep in love with personal development. Now, here's the problem with that. When your awareness raises, so does your awareness of some of the mistakes that you've made. And that's why it's so important as you grow and evolve in your awareness, you also grow in your ability to forgive yourself for some of the mistakes that you clearly made. Now, one example of a mistake that I've made is in my last intimate relationship, for example, I didn't understand the feminine perspective nearly as well as I do now. As you know, listening to this podcast, I now have a new system to think about it, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, PMES. Now I understand the feminine energy through working with my clients that are females, through my reflecting on my last relationship and how that didn't work out how I wanted it to. We always learn by failing forward. And unintentionally, I have hurt some of the people that I love because I didn't fully understand the feminine perspective. Now, I think a lot of men and a lot of masculine energies really don't understand the feminine perspective very well, and that's something that I've proactively worked on tremendously. And so one of the things that I've said to myself and I've decided to do is really forgive myself for some of the mistakes that I've made in the past when it comes to maybe not understanding their perspective as well as I could have, maybe having some tunnel vision and thinking I was right. When you can have the choice, do you want to be right or do you want to communicate effectively? Do you want to be right or do you want to be understood and to understand the other person? Because being right, if that's the main focus, whether it's conscious or subconscious, you're not going to be able to build that bridge across their perception and your perception and then move forward as a team. So now my main focus with other people is to be warm, to be open, to be honest, to be truthful, to be authentic, and most importantly, to understand their perspective more than my own. My goal is no longer to be right. It's to build a bridge so that we can get on the same page. My main focus now is to be a team. And that wasn't always the case, and I wasn't even aware of it. So I am forgiving myself for that and moving forward with the new intention to always try to be on the same page and to be a team rather than just, this is where I'm headed, come with me if you want.
These are very healing. These are very interesting. I just, as I was rambling on, I'm realizing that like this is going to be a very good chance for not only the listeners to learn a lot about us, for us to learn about each other, but also for us to learn about ourselves.
Right.
Because there's a lot of things that I've never heard those things from you. Mm-hmm. You've never heard these things from me. And it's just, it might not come up in casual conversation.
Right.
You know, so I'm very, I thoroughly enjoy these. Mm. I thoroughly enjoy these. All right, ladies and gents, I said it was going to be 5 minutes. We're like nine-ish. And again, if you're looking for book suggestions, head on over to the website. It'll help us make a little bit of Skrilla on the side. That's what the kids are saying nowadays.
Skrilla.
So we appreciate you. And if you're looking for books, head over there. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life, because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends, because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious, and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.